My next, striking a chord with my next guest. You know, last week we started a bit of a series on this high-tech world that we live in. Media is one of the things that's changing radically. Things like Facebook and Twitter are bringing the world around us, or the world that's not even around us, bringing it around us at a rapid rate of knots. The forms of communication available to us are rapidly changing. You might recall last week we touched on things like Twitter and the movement of big media organisations like the ABC into what we're referring to as user-generated content. Now, of course, there are some pitfalls involved in relying on this information. And Stilgherrian, who's a commentator and author and a new media consultant, joins us to continue our series of discussions in regard to new technology. Stil, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Paul. Yourself?
Fantastic, thanks. And we want to talk today, there's been another release of damaging information for officials in the United States. There was an arrest made of a commuter on a train in one of the US cities where it was a little bit vigorous, the arrest. The head of the person being arrested ended up going through a plate glass window. And guess what? It was on YouTube about 2 minutes later. And of course, they've gone into meltdown, the police service, trying to gone into damage control, if you like, because there have been situations where there's been a fair degree of civil unrest in these kinds of circumstances.
Oh, remember back when were the Rodney King riots in LA? That was, I mean, that was years ago, and when we're just talking about the beginning of the camcorder revolution. Now, we're talking about pretty much every phone in people's pockets have got a video camera on it, and also now the phones are coming out with almost a predefined button to say once you've shot that video clip, bang, up it goes to the internet.
Is that right?
Or there are, oh yeah, and there are services now which actually allow you to stream live video to the internet from your phone. And I've played with that myself, wandering about town, and literally you just hit the button, there it up, it sends a message out on Twitter or by email to say, hey, I'm broadcasting live on the internet now. And the main killer is that mobile internet is not as fast as it could be yet everywhere in Australia, but of course that's changing rapidly, and it flattens the battery on your phone really fast, but again, that'll change.
Well, I don't know whether my phone's got that button. I've got one of the flash new ones from one of the leading manufacturers. I can't answer it when it rings. I can't find out which button it is. So it's no good as a telephone, but it's got all these other wonderful things. It's a good MP3 player, that's for sure, on my long journey home. So the technology is obviously changing, and of course, it's interesting how quickly software manufacturers write programs to use up the available technology.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the changes now, like you're talking about, anyone in authority is used to them having the only official video camera record of whatever happens on a commuter train. And of course, you know, when something goes wrong with the police involved, they often had a habit of going missing in the old days. Well, now something, a fight breaks out on the subway in New York or wherever, and you're bound to have half a dozen people straight away recording that on their phones, hoping to get it on TV news that night, or just putting it straight on the internet, and they can have it up there within 5 minutes. So that's much faster than the traditional PR of the police force can possibly react and cover it up.
Okay, and now here's the challenge, of course. We know that the technology is very, very strong and leading edge, and it does leave us open to fraud. We'll get on and talk about the way people mislead each other using the internet in just a moment. But in the context of a phone, with a good graphic editing suite, you could make pretty much anything happen, couldn't you?
And this is the problem, because as it'll at the moment too, because the video is pretty rough, it's easier to cover up an edit or a mistake or whatever. And there have been a few cases now, even with digital cameras and the ability to edit a photo, that lawyers in a courtroom have not only been asking a witness, is this the photograph that you took, but have been very specific and say, is this still exactly like the photograph you took, or has it been changed in any way? Now, that's you know, there's a lot of fun things happening on the internet as people swap around doctored photos as a joke, you know, a shark jumping out of the water to bite a helicopter and all this sort of thing.
Well, there's one where a plane purportedly lands without a wing. A wing falls off.
Yeah.
And a bloke claims to have landed it.
Oh, there's another one which shows supposedly a jumbo jet, as it were, landing at Melbourne Airport, which shows a big elephant with big ears coming in and landing, and you know, it hits the runway. There's a little puff of dust and smoke as its feet land. It's all made up, and increasingly, it is going to be much, much harder to tell the difference between reality and fantasy.
Okay, let's get on to meeting people on the internet, because we know that as humans we have a longing for company. Some yes. people aren't lucky enough to have it directly in their immediate lives, and they go looking, some in desperation, others just out of adventure, and you meet people on the internet. It's easy to meet people on the internet, but there are some concerns, some pitfalls, if you like.
Yes, look, this is one of the things. The internet creates both a wonderful safe environment because you're at home, or wherever, you don't have to meet up with the person if you start detecting, well, you know, this is sounding a bit sus. But on the other hand, it gives, again, those opportunities for, well, I'll send you my photo, but it's really from 10 years ago, and I'm not perhaps quite as attractive as I was. Or it might be someone else's photograph, or there have been cases of really quite fraudulent activities going on. Now, all that said, there have been some wonderful success stories, and I bet, you know, if we asked around now, we'd soon find people who've met someone, had a wonderful relationship, settling down. I certainly know people who've met that way across the internet and of having wonderful relationships.
And listen, if you've snared somebody with a 10-year-old photograph, give us a call on 1-300-2994. Or if you've met the person of your dreams, maybe you've had a bit of success and it was all above board, and there was... And the point that Still makes about doing it within the comfort of your own home was something that was good for you. 1-300-2994.
And the other good thing about if anyone tries to do something dodgy on the internet, once you start exchanging a few emails or whatever, they've left their digital fingerprints all over cyberspace, as it were. So it's very easy to track people down. There's this idea that you are anonymous on the internet, which you are. You're anonymous from the other person you're talking to, but you're certainly not anonymous should the law enforcement types want to track you down because you're doing something dodgy. So the answer I have is the reputable online dating sites have been running for years, and there's new ones cropping up all the time. Some of them you don't even have to pay money to join because they're now supported by advertising. They're actually... The little secret of the industry is they're dirt cheap to run, and they're a good little money earner if you do it properly.
Okay.
And so it's quite a competitive business.
Because it's all, again, users are actually uploading all of their information. There's not a lot of processing other than in the regulatory sense if they become aware of fraudulent activity or otherwise.
That's right. And the main problem they would face is actually the hackers who work for organised crime, get my tongue working, trying to break in and getting personal details. Because if you've got someone's name and perhaps their address and they're paying, if it's a paid for one, their credit card number, that suddenly becomes an attractive thing. But any website has that security problem. But look, it's easy. The advice I'd have to anyone who wanted to do this: one, take it easy. Don't rush into it. Look, unless you're trying to organise a quickie, and there are particular sites that are more for that than long-term relationships, but make it clear whether you're after that or something long-lasting. Yeah. Spend time to talk to the person and decide whether you want to meet them. And if you do, make sure you meet them in a public place, a cafe or at the pub or whatever, and make sure that, you know, you've at least told a mate that that's where you're going and that's what's happening. Because for men or women, there are people who have preyed upon this, and including guys pretending to be women or whatever, yes, to arrange a meeting. And then particularly if it's someone who's married and looking for a liaison on the side, you've got a blackmail situation you might have happening there. Or let's meet in a secluded spot and you're really just, held up for your money and whatever.
See, that's the one downside of the sex. Misleading on sex is a classic, of course, because you don't, given if you're online, you don't get the opportunity to do what Paul Hogan did. That's Crocodile Dundee, of course, and that's to go to the Christmas hole to find out, to check the bona fides of someone purporting to be a woman.
Exactly. And you know, it there's a temptation because it's all happening and, you know, instant. And interestingly enough, I saw something in the news the other week that some brothel keepers were complaining that the internet is cutting into their business, because no longer, if someone wants a quickie, do they have to pay the market rate. They can perhaps go online and meet someone suitably inclined very quick.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So negotiated prices.
Yeah. Or not even just, maybe, well, for a freebie, you know, whatever.
Okay.
That's probably not what you wanted to talk about. This is a seemly program.
Yeah. All right. Listen, next time we might talk, you mentioned about personal details. We might look into that a little bit
more. Privacy, next time, if that's all right. Oh, absolutely. And privacy is dead.
Okay. All right. Let's, on that refreshing note, Still, we'll leave it there. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Still Garion on ABC New South Wales. It's 28 to 5. Let's check out what's happening in the news now with Helen Zouremas.